Kirk says Wisconsin needs more small business growth, but the Democrat says the state's $25 million venture capital fund isn't close to what's needed. She promised to have her own jobs creation plan within a month. Another issue the Madison School Board member addressed at a WisPolitics forum was private school tuition tax breaks and statewide expansion of school vouchers. She would scale back statewide vouchers and eliminate the tuition deduction.
And I think we have to do budget decisions that are going to grow the economy, that are going to impact us positively. And I think those were two new expenditures, frankly, that didn't either.
The tuition tax break is expected to cost the state $30 million. When asked what areas she and Governor Walker were in agreement, Burke said the need to hold the line on taxes and worker training grants for technical colleges.
Frankly, $35 million after you've cut money from the technical college system is not going to do enough to make sure that our workforce is trained for the jobs that are going empty right now, but also be prepared for the jobs of the future.
On the issue of health care, Burke said she supports a bill that would require insurers to pay for chemotherapy in pill form.
That's why people buy insurance, isn't it? When you are facing something like cancer, we depend on insurance to cover that.
The bill has passed the state Senate, but still needs approval from the Assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.